You heard it here first on CKVS.
That's Al Lerman kicking off Live in the Shoe Swaths, 8th season. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this show features interviews and music from some of the artists I interviewed at the 27th annual Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival. I'm calling this a harp edition since, along with Canada's ambassador of the blues harp, I also chat with Sean Richard Hall of The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. Al's been a fixture on Canada's blues scene for a while now, and is a founding member of the Juno Award-winning band Fathead. He's currently touring in support of his latest solo album, Northern Bayou. From that album is an example of his swampy blues style, Red Maple Road.
If you're tired and you're hungry, come on in. Got lots of food and a nice warm bed.
Next, we're going to hear another cut from Northern Bayou, the traditional Deep Ellum blues. But first, Al Lerman tells us a bit about this new album.
Well, I've just been playing the blues for about 45 years now.
Okay.
And, you know, for years I ran the band Fathead.
That's right.
You know, we won a couple Juno Awards, and Fathead's played this festival twice in the past. We always had a blast here.
Yeah. So you're doing more of a single nowadays.
Yeah. It's and that's working out well. And And I just released a new record called Northern Bayou back in April, and it's doing well for me. Since it came out, it's been in the top 10 Canada Roots Music Report. It was such a fun session to do. I wanted to go in. I hired some friends that are really great musicians. Alec Fraser, who played with Jeff Healey, produced it, and Lance Anderson played piano, and Chuck Keeping played drums. And Chuck Keeping was in one of the versions of Fathead, one of the drummers we had. And we went into the studio, and everybody said, well, do you have demos or charts of the songs? And I lied. I said, no, I don't. And because I knew these guys are good enough that I could just throw this on them, and I really wanted to capture that spontaneity that happens when friends get together to play. And man, those guys delivered the goods. And we did the album in 2 days, live off the floor, with just a few overdubs after the fact, and it was a really fun session.
So you mentioned you've been playing the blues for 45 years. How did you get into it in the first place?
When I first moved from a small town in Ontario to Toronto, I was 11 years old, and through my brother-in-law, I discovered the coffee houses. And so early on, I saw Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and some of the Book of White, some of the folk acts like that,
right.
And John Hammond. And I was smitten right away. And then when I was in high school, you could sneak into bars and go hear Muddy Waters every night of the week, you know, when he'd be in town. And I just got so interested in the harmonica and, you know, I got to play with a lot of those guys, you know, because I would just constantly be hounding them, and they said, get up and play. So I got to play with Willie Dixon and Muddy Waters.
Nice.
Yeah, and they were all great teachers and very open, and they encouraged you to keep the music going.
Yes.
So a lot of respect for those guys.
Be back. in your arms.